I'm Steve O'Dell with Mission Network News. This Thursday, Bangladesh will have its first national election since the 2024 Gen Z protests toppled former Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. Bruce Allen with FMI says,
the observers from the European Union call this election in Bangladesh the biggest democratic process of 2026.
But the social climate is one of uncertainty. FMI partners say that under the current caretaker government,
they say that there's an indifference to the rising militants in the country. So persecution has increased, just anger, as well as rising price of commodities. It's been a mess.
FMI partners see the gospel at work in people's hearts still, pray for stability, and that God will use the unrest to draw more Bangladeshis to Christ. Then, what does it take for a refugee to regain stability? Christians from Qasr al-Dubara Evangelical Church in Egypt, or KDEC, say it looks like this: moving from fear to hope, to overcoming barriers, and then to living in strength. Sounds clear-cut, but the process takes years of receiving Christ's love and practical care. Marahan with KDEC says that on this journey with refugees,
one of the ways we find very helpful is not just to feed them, but to equip them.
The church equips women in particular through a vocational training center in partnership with another congregation. The women learn skills like sewing, macrame, and more.
Any handmade work so they can have income.
Showing the love of Christ opens the way to share his message. Please pray for God's blessing and strength for believers in Egypt engaged in this work. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Steve O'Dell.